EOFM 100.9 in Richland Center, where the ABC News Update is sponsored by Scott's Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual workers. Also by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, providing quality service and equipment for all water systems.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Hurricane Milton downgraded to a Category 4 storm, but still posing a massive and historic threat. ABC News Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z in Tampa says she's
particularly concerned with like an Anna Maria Island or Sarasota, definitely down to Venice. And we do not want to forget about Fort Myers. We remember what happened in Ian with that slight tick south. Every single tick south, you have more and more surge. Right now, 6 to 10 feet for Fort Myers, for Punta Gorda, for Cape Coral.
Fresh off a 60 Minutes interview, Vice President Kamala Harris continuing her media blitz today. Appearances on The View, Howard Stern and Stephen Colbert. Trump declined appearing on 60 Minutes. A medical helicopter crashed in Kentucky, killing all three people on board. Victims flying to pick up a patient when they crashed about 75 miles northeast of Louisville. The cost to play Mega Millions about to rise. Ticket prices going to more than double, $2 to $5 in April. This is ABC. In its latest action regarding abortion, the Supreme Court has determined it won't intervene in Texas. ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy has more from Washington.
On the first day of its new term, the Supreme Court turned down a Biden administration challenge to Texas's abortion ban. The administration had argued that the Texas ban conflicts with federal law requiring emergency rooms to provide patients with stabilizing care. Texas says its law allows for abortions to prevent substantial impairment of a major bodily function. The court dodged the emergency room question last term when it declined to reach a ruling on the merits after examining Idaho's abortion ban.
A Russian court has sentenced two Americans to 7 years in prison. 72-year-old Stephen Hubbard will serve 6 years and 10 months in prison for fighting as a mercenary for Ukraine in the war against Russia. Meanwhile, 30-year-old Robert Gilman will serve 7 years and 1 month for allegedly assaulting law enforcement officers in Russia. Dave Packer, ABC News.
There is something wrong with our water. We have no pressure.
No problem. Here comes Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions. He'll get us up and running in no time.
Where is his toolbox? Doesn't he need a pipe wrench? What is he pulling out of that gunny sack?
It's his trumpet. Watch this.
Wow. He primed the pump and got the water flowing with his trumpet?
Whatever it takes. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center is up to the challenge 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call them at 608-649-4488.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
An update on sports is sponsored by the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. Well, Patrick Mahomes threw for 331 yards. Kareem Hunt ran for 102 and a touchdown. And the Chiefs overcame more red zone woes to beat the Saints 26-13. It was a big night for Kansas City's professional sports teams. Just as the Chiefs were moving to 5-0, the Royals were beating the Yankees 4-2 in New York to even their American League Division Series at a game apiece. In the other American League playoff, it was Detroit getting the victory. Kerry Carpenter hit a three-run home run off Cleveland's all-star closer Emmanuel Clase in the ninth inning, and the Tigers blanked the Guardians by a score of 3-0. From the NBA preseason, New Orleans over Orlando, 106-104. Philadelphia, 139. New Zealand, 84. Oklahoma City over San Antonio, 112-107. Memphis, 121. Dallas, 116. And Utah beat Houston, 122-113. That's an update on sports.
Regaining strength and motor functions after major health events, such as stroke, is vital to avoid return hospital visits and further injury. In fact, an extensive study conducted by the American Physical Therapy Association shows how PT saves patients money while improving their overall well-being. Choosing PT allows patients to build strength and restore movement. The supportive physical therapy team at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is ready to help you on your road to recovery. Call today to learn more.
It is time for a scenic drive to Oakwood Fruit Farm and savor the season with delicious apples, fresh cranberries, cider, caramel apples, grapes, pumpkins, squash, and more. And don't forget the fresh bakery treats, apple cider, donuts, turnovers, and so much more. Every Tuesday, get 10% off all apple purchases. They are open 9 until 5, 7 days a week. Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Today, a high of 70 degrees with sunshine, clear and chilly tonight, a low of 39. Another sunny day and comfortable tomorrow and a high of 70. 42, clear and cool again Wednesday night. Thursday, 73 with sunshine and warm conditions. And Friday, 80 for Saturday, a little cooler at 67 and sunny. Right now, WRCO, after the midnight reading of 47, we are down from that. It is 34 degrees. Good morning. Today is Tuesday, October 8th.
The sun's gonna dance since you got gone. I bet you think I'm still sitting here alone, all tore up like a whiskey label, staring at the key that you left on the table. Hate to tell you, baby, but you got it wrong. No, I ain't missing you like crazy. You've been better company lately. I'm doing all right for the shape I'm in, sitting by the fire with some damn good friends. Willie on my left, Jack on my right, blowing that smoke on Friday night. Well, I'm turned up on the JBL. Girl, you probably think I'm going through hell, but I don't care if you never come back, 'cause who needs you when I got friends like that. About this time you and I'd be tangled up. Yeah, but that's alright, this fire's been keeping me warm enough. Got a wide knuckle grip on a whiskey glass. When it gets down to ice, I just fill it back up. On my own, girl, I might lose it, but I got buds to get me through it. I'm doing alright for the shape I'm in, sitting by the fire with some damn good friends. Willie on my left, Jack on my right, blowing that smoke on a Friday night. When I'm turned up on the JV, girl, you probably think I'm going through hell, but I don't care if you never come back, 'cause who needs you when I got friends like that. Jack on my right, blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Doing alright for the shape I'm in, sitting by the fire with some damn good friends. Willie on my left, Jack on my right, blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Waylon turned up on the JBL. Girl, you probably think I'm going through hell, but I don't care if you never come back, 'cause who needs you when I got friends like that. Yeah,
to that bar that night under those neon lights. From the moment that you touched me, I was hoping that you'd love me forever and ever for all time. Didn't know that I'd been so blind, but you opened my eyes. I was looking more single every single weekend, looking for a feeling to get my heart beating, looking for love all night long, the right kiss, right song, looking for a sunrise, even to a sunset, looking for someone I could spend it with. Then it came around right out of the blue, and it turns out, said my name. Girl, you were so original, I knew I'd never be the same. I was looking more single every single weekend, looking for a feeling to get my heart beating, looking for an up all night long, the right kiss, right song, looking for a sunrise, even to a sunset, looking for someone I could spend it with. Then it came around right out of the blue, and it turns out,
Chris Young on WRCO and Looking at You. It is 34 degrees at 6:13 of the time. We have some chances to win for you coming up a little bit later on. Tickets to see the Jimmies. We'll be doing that between 7 and 8 today. Also, bringing back an old program later today, the re-debut of Paul Harvey's The Rest of the Story. We're able to get our hands on some copies of that. And during our 75th anniversary month here at WRCO, a flashback to Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. First new old episode will be airing around 20 minutes after 8 today. So look for that. Celebrity birthdays. 80 years old for a lady that was actually hooked up with the same record label and same production company as Buck Owens back in the day, but had a number of hits in the early 1970s. Here is Susan Ray.
Standing in that silent hall, waiting for that final call, says he doesn't love me anymore. Shaking hands, I pack a bag, trembling voice, I call a cab. Slowly I start walking to the door. The cab arrives, he blows his horn. I stumble out in the early morn, tell him of the place I've got to go. Hit 100 signal lights, Peter belts and a traffic fight. Getting through these doors has been so slow. fights and try my best to fight the pain that's making me leave home. L.A. International Airport, where the big jet engines roar. L.A. International Airport, I won't see him anymore. With silver wings across the sky, paper trails have waved goodbye to those below who've got to stay at home. I wish that I had flown at night so I could take that champagne flight, ridden myself of every tear I own. Soaring high above the heavens in a 747, fighting back the tears that curse my eyes. Captain's voice so loud and clear amplifies into my ear, assuring me I'm flying friendly skies. L.A. International Airport, where the big jet engines roll. L.A. International Airport.
Susan Ray, who celebrates a birthday today, 80 years young, and L.A. International Airport, probably her biggest hit on the country music scene.
Hi, I'm Joan Balwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I worked to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Balwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Balwig.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a 3-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical 5-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Sarah Enns makes it easier to care for the skin you're in. With over 20 years of experience, Dr. Enns cares for patients of all ages at Gunderson-Boscobel's specialty clinic and accepts referrals from non-Gunderson facilities. From acne to eczema, rashes to dermatitis, to skin cancer screenings and diagnosis, Dr. Enns specializes in all things skin without the long wait. To learn more, call the Gunderson-Boscobel specialty clinic today.
We all know what the 4-H pledge is. I pledge my head to clearer thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health to better living. For my club, my community, my country, and my world. Big city folks might not get it, but Western Wisconsin does. I'm Rebecca Cook, and I grew up on a dairy farm that's been here for generations. I'm a proud 4-H alumni, and I'm running for Congress. Farms like my family's have been under siege for decades. Big Ag has driven so many of us out of business. And what's Congress done? Nothing. Derek Van Orden has gone Washington. He yells at workers, talks down to people, and acts like he's better than us. He's in Congress to serve himself, not Wisconsin. I'm running for Congress to serve you. I'll stand up to Democrats to fight for a secure border, support police, and stop the wasteful spending. I'm Rebecca Cook, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message because values of 4-H beat the values of Washington any day of the week. Paid for by Cook for Congress.
U.S. Cellular noticed that the way we use our phones has gotten ironic. We try to put our phones down for dinner, but the menu is on a QR code. Ironic. We hit like on social posts that we don't actually like. Ironic. Which is why U.S. Cellular created Us Mode, to help us reconnect with each other and use our phones less ironically. Wait, a phone company wants people to use their phones less. That's definitely ironic. Let's find us again with Us Mote from U.S. Cellular. Visit uscellular.com/builtforus to get started.
Elizabeth Grabe is just another out-of-touch, out-of-state politician who doesn't share our rural Wisconsin values. But Miami Liz thinks she's qualified to represent our district because she's lived in Miami, Florida for 20 years? Hear it from her.
Lafayette County is much different, but there's a element there that I feel as though I would be a good person to have representing that district because I lived in Miami for 20 years, and my son's father is Colombian.
And Miami Liz thinks she knows farming because she enjoys archery?
I'm kind of a farm girl. I enjoy archery.
Even funnier, Miami Liz thinks she's better than us. Just take it from her.
And I feel like we're a little bit more affluent.
Miami Liz belongs at the beach, not representing our farms. Elizabeth Grabe is wrong for our district and wrong for Wisconsin.
Paid for by Novak for Assembly.
WRCO Studio, proudly brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your go-to for great music and delicious moments.
Sweethearts of the Rodeo on WRCO Radio, and I feel fine. I feel mediocre. It's Tuesday. I feel good, actually. Sometimes the day after the day, though, everybody's always like, Monday. But, you know, you kind of get prepared for Monday, and then Tuesday you're tired because I think it's the day after the day of the weekend that sometimes gets you a little bit down. We are good to go here for today in the many regular features on WRCO Radio and the Kentucky Headhunters with some motivation music today.
Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, make you wanna holler, oh, burns your tongue, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Grape wine in a mason jar, homemade and brought to school by a friend of mine after class. Me and him and this other fool aside, that well drank up what's left. Chug-a-lug, so we helped ourselves. First time everything may still ring. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, make
you wanna holla Idaho. Burns your tongue, don't you know? Juggle up for a Jana FFB. On a field trip to the farm, meet a friend, sneak off behind this big old barn where we uncovered up, covered up moonshine steel. And we thought we'd drink our fill, and I swallowed it with a smile. I run 10 miles, juggle up, juggle up. It make you wanna holla Idaho. Burns your tongue, don't you know? Juggalug, jukebox and a sawdust floor. It's something like I ain't never seen. Hey, I'm just going on 15. But with the help of my finagling uncle, I get snuck in. For my first taste of sin, I said, let me have a big old sip. I did a double backflip. Juggalug, juggalug. And make you wanna holla Idaho. Burns your tummy, don't you know? Juggle up, juggle up. Juggle up, juggle up.
Osmond, I knew you'd show up. Coming up, news, weather, and sports for today on a 33-degree Tuesday morning.
Sweet chocolate reward. Sweet chocolate reward.
This is not just the sound of someone picking up a sweet treat at Walgreens. This is the sound of someone picking up a sweet treat right after receiving all their vaccines in one trip. This is the sound of treating yourself because you protected yourself.
Stop by or schedule both your flu and COVID-19 vaccines today and grab yourself a sweet treat while you're at it. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Living on a fixed income isn't easy. Today I have to get some groceries. Oh, and I need new light bulbs and trash bags. I need to stop by the pharmacy to fill my prescriptions. And I was going to get a birthday present for my granddaughter. Trump's import tax will cost us almost $4,000 more a year for these errands. Kamala Harris is cracking down on price gouging for groceries, and she will always protect our Social Security benefits from Trump's plans to make cuts.
After years of hard work, you should be able to retire with dignity. We capped the price of insulin at $35 a month and the total cost of prescription drugs at $2,000 a year for seniors.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Find the inspiration that matches your style and give your home's entrance a new look from All American Do It Center. A stylish new ThermaTrue front entry door can increase your home's curb appeal and perceived value by 4.2% on average. Front entry single or double doors or with side lights come in a variety of colors from ThermaTrue, plus utility doors to match. Consult the building materials team at All American Do It Center in Thomas, Sparta, and Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time today is sponsored by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. The forecast for today, mostly sunny and mild, a high of 70, clear and chilly tonight, and a low of 39. It is currently 33 degrees.
From October 9th to October 15th, Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet are offering 36 months of equal payments with no interest on qualified purchases when you use your Synchrony Home Card. For this limited time, make your purchase with affordable monthly installments over 3 years with no interest if paid in full within 36 months. Please note a 2% promotional charge will be applied by the credit card company. Subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. Terms and conditions apply. See stores for details. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress and Court in Maine.
I'm Phil Nee from the Civic Media News Desk. First of all, a challenger to State School Superintendent Jill Underley, Sauk Prairie School District Superintendent Jeff Wright has announced he's running for State Superintendent of Public Instruction. Wright is the first person to challenge Underley, who's been in office since 2021 and announced her reelection campaign in September. Wright is a Democrat who ran for State Assembly in the 51st District in 2018, but lost to Republican Todd Novak by just over 300 votes. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Administration announced funding for increased broadband.
$115 million from the American Rescue Plan Act grant will go towards public facility expansion or improvement projects designed to provide reliable broadband access to local and tribal communities. Those could include libraries, community centers, or multi-purpose facilities. Projects are intended to serve disadvantaged populations impacted by the pandemic and who have limited to no broadband access. Funded projects must provide new, renovated, or expanded facilities, broadband and high-speed internet service, and other digital connectivity equipment. The maximum award is $4.25 million. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A man whose body was pulled from Lake Monona last month was from New York City. The Dane County Medical Examiner's Office identified the man as 20-year-old Rowan Vaughn of Brooklyn. His body was recovered from Monona Bay September 25th, and an autopsy was performed the next day. Madison police are trying to determine his cause of death and how he ended up in the lake. Walworth County officials have identified two people who died in a weekend house fire in Spring Prairie. The medical examiner's office says the two were 58-year-old Bradley Chapman and 85-year-old Sylvia Chapman. The two were discovered on the second floor of the home by fire crews and were unable to be revived. The fire is under investigation by the sheriff's department, and the cause of death for victims has not been released. City Utilities of Richland Center will be hosting a customer appreciation cookout on Wednesday at the Community Center in Richland Center. Fun and food will be featured at the event, as well as plenty of information. Scott Gall is manager of Richland Electric Utilities.
We'll have booths like we've had in the past from each department. City departments will be there. We'll be having some drawings, some guessing games for bill credits. You go around to the tables, get a stamp that you know you attended. and then you're going to be in for some gift cards too. And we've got a great meal plan for you for customers. So just encourage everybody to come out and see what we've got. I think it's our fourth annual. It's been very positive and growing every year. So just look forward to seeing our customers and asking any of the staff any questions they have.
A wide variety of staff members will be available to help answer any questions you have.
It's anything within the utilities, right? You've got all the superintendents, all the line staff, the field staff there. So any questions that folks have, they can ask.
The booths will have representatives available, including Jim Schwingel from WPPI Energy, who will have great information to provide.
Hopefully something that's interesting to people, and that's basically, you know, how to get money, what the sources are. You know, the Inflation Reduction Act dollars are now becoming available, and I'm just going to answer questions about tax credits and those programs to help people with their homes as far as energy efficiency.
The City Utilities Customer Appreciation Cookout will be held Wednesday from 3:30 until 6:30 at the Community Center in Richland Center. You can find information about Richland Center City Utilities at cityutilitiesofrc.com. A Sun Prairie couple is charged with starving their infant to death. 26-year-old Devarius Keys and 21-year-old Taryn Strait face child neglect charges in the February death of their 23-day-old son. Prosecutors say the pair were mostly feeding the boy almond milk against doctor's orders and also failing to feed him every 2 hours. The Dane County DA's office tells the State Journal it took this long to file charges because it didn't get the case until August and an autopsy report wasn't available until the end of September. Strait is being held on a $5,000 bond. A warrant is out for Keys' arrest. Coldplay is set to perform the first concert at Camp Randall Stadium in nearly three decades. The Grammy Award-winning band is charging its Music of the Spears World Tour to Madison sometime in 2025. The concert will be the first at Camp Randall since the Rolling Stones played the stadium on the UW-Madison campus in 1997. Pink Floyd played the first concert at Camp Randall in 1988, and Genesis and U2 have also performed there. Last week, Coldplay announced the band's new album titled Moon Music at the Moon Saloon in rural Marathon County.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
A reminder, today is the deadline if you plan to exhibit at the Ithaca School Fair this Saturday. Enter your exhibits online at fairentry.com/fair/sign-in. Again, the deadline for the Ithaca School Fair entries is today. The forecast includes a high of 70 with sunshine, clear and chilly tonight. Wednesday, another sunny day and comfortable with a high of 70. For Thursday, a bit warmer at 73. And Friday, even warmer still at 80. For Saturday, a bit cooler, partly sunny and 67. Yesterday's high was 65 here at the studios. Presently, we're at 33 degrees.
Sometimes people change, and not always for the better. Take Senator Tammy Baldwin. What happened? She's been in D.C. for 25 years. Extreme left-wing groups have showered her with campaign cash, and now she's siding with them. Baldwin supported puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. That's extreme. And Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men who claim to identify as women, making survivors of domestic violence sleep in the same building as men. That's just cruel. Tammy Baldwin used to share our values, but a quarter century in Washington has made her just too extreme for Wisconsin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
Sports Time is sponsored by Simon's Recreation Complex, Richland Center's public indoor swimming pool and fitness center, and by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up, notes on local and area sports and details on a wild Monday night football game last night as well.
LS Tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractor, part of the LG group of companies. These high quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors are one of the best values in compact tractors. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of LS tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of LS tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. One of the top area high school volleyball matches tonight will take place at Weston Schools. Ithaca and Kickapoo are vying for the Ridge and Valley lead in the conference with just a few matches to go. Ithaca leading by a half match in the conference, and the two teams meet at 5:30 tonight at Weston in part of a quad tournament. Kickapoo will play Weston later on, and also it will be Lafarge taking on Weston. Ithaca battling Kickapoo this evening as well at the gym in Weston. Riverdale Schools will be doing battle and volleyball against Mineral Point, and there's cross-country action at River Ridge for several area cross-country teams this evening. Richland Center will play host to River Valley in high school volleyball. That's our next featured broadcast on FM 100.9 and WRCO. The Hornets trying to stay one match out of first in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. Boscobel Volleyball will be doing battle against their opponent Iowa Grant this evening as well. And also, River Valley will be in action with soccer tonight. River Valley will be taking on Dodge Point at Dodgeville High School. Packers coach Matt LaFleur says he expects suspended wide receiver Romeo Doubs to return to the practice field on Wednesday. Doubs missed the game against the Rams for what was called conduct detrimental to the team. PackersWire.com reports he skipped practice last Thursday and was absent Friday because he reportedly was disappointed in how he was being used on offense. Fewer passes were being thrown his way. LaFleur tells reporters he had a productive talk with Doubs, and he called this an isolated incident with the talented player. The Packers host the Cardinals Sunday. Doubs is expected to play in the game. Patrick Mahomes threw for 331 yards. Kareem Hunt ran for 102 yards and a touchdown. And the Chiefs overcame more red zone woes to beat the Saints 26-13. Last night, Derek Carr threw for 185 yards and two touchdowns and a pick for New Orleans before leaving with an oblique injury. It occurred with about 9.5 minutes left when Carr was hit on a fourth down incompletion as he tried to rally New Orleans from a 23-13 deficit. Just as the Chiefs were moving to 5-0, the Royals were beating the Yankees 4-2 in New York to even their American League Division Series at a game apiece. In the other game, Kerry Carpenter hit a three-run home run off Cleveland's all-star closer Emmanuel Clase in the ninth inning as the Detroit Tigers blanked the Guardians 3-0 in Game 2 to even their American League Division Series at one game apiece. The kickoff time has been set for October 19th's game against Northwestern for 11 o'clock. The Badgers play at Rutgers this Saturday. Then the game at the Wildcats will be next on the schedule. Wisconsin is riding high after a big win over Purdue last weekend. Rutgers comes into Saturday's game with a 4-1 record. The Scarlet Knights lost last time out against the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Moving indoors for Badger basketball, Coach Greg Gard was asked at a media conference yesterday about this year's Badger basketball team.
I like the way they compete, and every day that's probably one thing that's jumped out since June when they got here, how competitive this group is holistically. And everybody's had good days, and everybody's had days where they haven't been so good. But how they compete, how they battle every day has helped us. I think it's raised the bar for who we are, and we got a ways to go yet. But I like the trajectory of this group and how connected they are.
Benjamin's basketball team will have an exhibition game coming up later this month. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports. Ever wondered if it's too late to become physically active? At Simon's Recreation Complex, they believe you're never too old to exercise. More and more older adults are proving this every day. Before you start, remember to take some precautions. Check with your doctor before beginning any exercise program. Start slow. Don't try to do too much too fast. Choose activities that are fun and suit your needs. Wear comfortable clothing and footwear. And always take time to warm up and cool down. Stretch slowly to avoid injuries. Simon's Recreation Complex is proud to be a part of Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active programs. These top fitness programs are designed specifically for older adults, ensuring your safety and enjoyment. Call or stop today. With your Medicare supplement insurance card, you may be eligible for a free membership, including all classes. Discover why many of the members call Simon's Recreation Complex their personal fountain of youth. Let them help you increase your energy and decrease the aches and pains of aging. Partner with Simon's Recreation Complex and Richland Center for a healthier, happier you. Remember, you bring the commitment, and they have the means to make it happen. Simon's Recreation Complex, where age is just a number and fitness is for everyone.
100.9 WRCO.
Scoped a single thing, but I love this country world. Hey man, I'm on the lake, but I'm about to float on back. Out here just slinging bait, but ain't hooked one single bass. Oh, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when you got nothing going on? Yeah, I reckon I pack it on up, pack it on up. Ain't go anywhere but home. Thank God for drinking buddies. Make a bad day better. Yeah, them drinking buddies. You know we tip them all back together. Downtown lounge in the neon light. Out in the sticks on a Saturday night. They always got your back when your wallet runs out of money. Thank God for drinking buddies. Thank God for drinking buddies. Saturday night, they always got your back when your wallet runs out of money. Thank God for drinking, buddy.
Bradley Bryce, Haley Witters, and Nate Smith on WRCO Radio. And thank God for drinking buddies here. Although I never have a ski before 7 o'clock in the morning. No, I'm just limit here. We go back in time with Mickey Gilley.
Back in the doo-wop days, we had a ball. Nights on the boardwalk, we had it all. Time just skipped away, back in the doo-wop days.
Doo-wop, 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 oh.
Back in the doo-wop days, when we were young, life was a carousel. We fell in love, and time just skipped away, back in our doo-wop days. Go. It still feels so right. It's just as good today. Back in our doo-wop days. Can I do one day?
Oh, it seems like only yesterday. Mickey Gilley at the keys on FM 100.9. It is 7 before 7.
Hi, this is State Representative Tony Kurtz, and I'm honored to serve my neighbors here in rural Wisconsin. Out here, we don't ask for much. Just safe streets, food on the table, and a place to call home. That's why I've worked hard to push money out of Madison and back to our communities. I've secured larger investments in our roads, first responders, and hospitals, all while cutting taxes and maintaining a balanced budget. Of course, there's more work to be done. That's why I'm asking for your vote this November. Together, we'll build a better Wisconsin.
Paid for by Kurtz for Assembly.
Andy Hipschmack with your market results from October 7th. We had 300 head today, 26 head of fat cattle day. High yielding choice Holstein steers, 162 to 172. Choice Holstein steers, 151 to 161. And select unfinished steers and heifers, 150 and down. 79 head of slaughter cows day. The top 20% bring 120 to 136. The middle 60, 101 to 119. And the bottom 20% dollar and down. Three bulls day. Most bulls, 135 to 147 and a half. 188 head of calves day. The top 80% Holstein bull calves bring 540 to 660. The quality Holstein heifer calves 310 and down. Quality beef calves 300 to 900. And the light pork quality calves 160 and down. Don't forget we have a feeder sale on Thursday. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to call the barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434 4023. This has been Andy Hipsch from McAfee Livestock. Have a great week.
Did you know that 70% of the economy is you and me buying things? So a strong economy boils down to putting money into our pockets so we can buy more things. We've been led to believe that corporations are the job creators and that they drive the economy. We have been told that corporations won't expand and create jobs if they are not given large tax cuts as incentive. It's not true. The economy is not driven by the supply of goods. It is driven by our demand for goods. A living wage, affordable child care, paid family leave, and affordable housing puts money in our pockets and creates an economy that can benefit everyone. When political leaders underfund our families and communities and instead cut corporate taxes, they deny us the economic benefits we have a right to share in. So, it's a fair economy for everyone or tax cut for corporations. You must make that choice when you vote in November.
Paid for by patriotic millionaires, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full service automotive repair facility with a fun, low stress, family owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Want to give your house a new look? Whether it's one room or a whole house, we can help. From the industry's best Karastan carpet to exceptional hardwood floors by Mirage, or even if it's vinyl plank, we have it. Want a new kitchen or bath? We can help with that too. Quality products and quality service from a company you can trust. Wirtz Floor and Home.
Oh, yes. Chances for you to win coming up and some Bray time. It is Quizzy Poo Day today on a Tuesday. Straight ahead. Here is Eli Youngband.
Well, it started out down a dirty
Good morning. 33 at WRCO FM in Richland Center. Much warmer than yesterday. Well, only by 40.